Smell like worm dirt and rain dragons. Welcome to another episode of the First Tell Anomaly podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I am Ben.
Hey, I'm Joseph.
Hey.
Ben's back.
Yay, Ben.
Things are going to be normal.
Oh,
maybe not.
If you're listening on this audio only, this episode features video in the Patreon. So if you wish to see the chaos that ensues, go ahead and subscribe to the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's got makeup time. Lost.
Uh-huh.
It's
Ben's like that stoic
adventure
wall.
Series time. So great.
So tonight, Ben Yay. Will take over Archie.
No, I want to be Archie.
He can take over.
I don't know voices.
Ben
know.
Takes over him for now. Things may change.
He's dead.
There's no better Archie than this guy. I'm Archie.
You're Sherry.
I'm Sherry.
You're Sherry?
What are you guys talking about? I heard my name over here somewheres.
She all of a sudden got a weird ass accent.
Makes me want to throw up.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Damn, Jay.
Disappointed! Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sherry's taking up a meth habit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She thought she was getting a little big.
Bravo. Yeah, she's losing all the weight. She's
and her teeth.
Yep.
It's somewhere most of the weight's coming from.
Her teeth. Her teeth are gigantic. Yeah. Damn it.
I don't have money for a dentist.
Now I'm going to think about her that dentist. All night. Her jaw's all unhinged because her teeth are so big.
Oh.
It's like a horse. It's a Ryan Snippy horse, you know,
yes,
you know
dude.
Just hanging way out in front.
Mr. Horse.
Poor Cherry.
No, sir. I don't like it. Oh, God. Okay. All right.
All right. So, we're at another week. Was it week
8?
17?
7?
I don't know. Time's
We've lost on. Track.
We're in this
we're
world where time
is coming. This is 8.
I think I ask you every week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is week 8.
Because I don't remember.
Pretty sure it's week 8.
We're in the realm that time forgot.
I mean, we kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
It's all the same time to me.
All right, mm-hmm. So...
depending which way you walk.
Time.
I'm just going to immediately get into what the listeners voted.
Get that boo button ready.
So, the first one was apparently successful.
And Mexican?
Archie is overpowered. Should I limit his abilities now?
I don't think Archie's overpowered
now, or
at
should,
all.
Should I have done that when he was created? The winner was, no, he's too strong. So, what? Now he's too strong. I mean, so he is getting, and it was by one vote. One vote. Yeah.
It was Mike. Mike voted.
Archie is going to get a little bit of a debuff.
Uh-oh.
All right. Did he?
The reason he got a debuff is now I'm controlling him, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's just as powerful.
Yep.
That's not but what I planned.
We can't name games for him.
Yep.
He has to
Ben's
go
got
himself.
A computer right in front of him. That's the only proof that there would be the GoPro recording what he's doing. And the screen is now... not visible.
Just to give him a certain amount of time, he's got to come up with a game that works.
All right, so.
And a cover. He has to come
did
up.
Did the burn to Archie's face make him give him a great and badass scar?
Of course. Yeah,
I hope so.
And another one by one vote. He looks like a badass now.
That's right.
So Archie no longer looks like, yeah, good for Archie.
Sweet top knot.
Hey, Joe decided that last week, I believe. Yeah. They put his hair in a top knot, so yeah. Now he's got a sweet top knot and him.
I'm thinking he kind of looks like Hellboy, just shorter.
You want his skin to turn red?
He's got the
don't
power
care.
Glove Do you and want everything.
It? It's burnt onto him.
Hey, I'm good with that. So how's he going to use his PSP?
Dude, he's still got a goddamn power glove.
It's still got fingers, doesn't it?
Well, it's got like a USB like, port.
Of course, dude.
That's how it charges.
It plugs into his mind now.
Yeah.
He just thinks about
okay,
it.
Okay, no,
it's
that's melded. Too overpowered.
He plugs it into his top knot.
All right, so.
Is it
Brocus.
Yes.
Brocus.
He's fucking his PSP.
Yes.
It wants to have Yoni sex too, though. Give the group spy healing tools, like the cyanide pills.
Yes.
An overwhelmingly vote for no.
What? That's
overwhelming. No one wants people to have pills in their asses.
It's not pills, it's a vial.
It's a phylactery.
Take your ass booty pills. Sweat.
It's just a little tiny vial, guys, about this big.
And you will heal. Yeah. It'll heal and, because it's running into your
so, yeah. So this next one was one vote again. Bullshit. Decided it. Do you think Alana will get healed and survive, or will she die in captivity? She will be healed.
Aww. How many times are we going to teach you this lesson, old man?
Wait.
Yes.
How long will Mega Man guard the supplies? There was three choices until we return.
Forever.
There was he won't, he will sell it for upgrades. Or there was it was until his death, which will happen rather quickly. When the townspeople come and attack him.
Spoilers.
The winner was he won't. He's gonna sell it for upgrades, so what? Your supplies are gone, bitches.
Upgrade.
Son of a bitch.
All your
Mega
wagons
Man
gone.
Would never do that.
He needs upgrades, man. He's, Mega Man's in a crazy ass world. Some fat dude with a burned face summoned his ass.
Have you seen he is scared. The places that he goes yeah, in these games?
There's machines there. There's not machines here. It's just some weird fat dude.
What in the
with a scar on his face.
Mega Man
a bunch
would
of
do
wagons.
That.
That's right. Mega Man's a good guy. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
We didn't summon some scumbag.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't summon Zero or something.
He doesn't think you guys are coming back.
Fucking Proto Man.
He feels the same way a lot of that. You guys are all dumb and not gonna live.
Dr. Wily's ass.
Actually, I don't think she's dumb anymore. Maybe she does now. She's captured. I don't know. I mean, someone did throw her.
Mm-hmm. Yeet.
Or get her knocked. Get her knocked. No.
Yo.
All right, and the last one was, should I institute rolling dice or some kind of stuff to weaken the group? And the overwhelming answer was yes.
Oh boy.
It wasn't so much to weaken things, it was to make sure we could now. It was just so I have in my hands a 6-sided die and a 10.
Uh oh.
For
Mike can count
little stuff. We will roll the 6, a 3 or lower is a fail.
Oh.
And 4 or higher is a win. For the 10,
so we're not
it's the
doing
same
like
thing,
AC
but that's on the big
or
stuff. So it'll be 5 or lower, fail. And then above that will be a win. I will say that if Cuddles does anything, he doesn't have to roll his dice. Okay. Cuddles is batshit crazy, never does anything, so.
What if he pulls out his own dice and rolls them?
In the world?
In world, yeah.
If he does that, whatever he says.
I don't need your stinking dice. I have my own dice, man.
Cuddles can do what he wants. Let's think about how many times Cuddles has almost let everyone die. And the only reason he ever helps any of you is you pissed off. It pissed him off somehow. And he's like, I'm going to kill everything. Every single time.
Pulls out a greaser comb and combs his hair. Yeah. What's up, man?
So I'm just not going to regulate Cuddles. I am letting Sean. Everyone can know that now. So Sean, if he wants to break character, can start making Cuddles useful.
Oh. Nah.
Maybe drink that vial.
Sounds boring.
Become sane.
I can't. Because you said, will Cuddles ever drink it?
And Cuddles. Overwhelmingly, no.
Won't. Voluntarily drink it.
What if it was up his ass? What if it was up his ass like Yoni put a vial up his ass?
I mean, Cuddles already got healed by licking Yoni's taint or whatever it was that he licked.
Oh, wait, we can't put things up
his ass. It's slowly healing him, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, man. Seen that show, cheese?
Ass pills. Get your ass pills now.
And get them. Get them while
they're
hot.
Okay, so last week we left off with the twins made an appearance after you guys completely ruined the opening I had for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't fault any of it. Cuddles was like, yeah, I don't care. So it resulted in Alana being captured and injured pretty badly.
And the twins are injured now too, though.
The twins have been separated. They're no longer conjoined.
They have been cut in twain.
By Cuddles. Twix. Again, Cuddles doing the good stuff. When he got stabbed, and he got pissed off and he did something good. Mm-hmm. You guys almost destroyed the town, then cheated to rebuild it. With
cheated.
Fix it Felix.
Not yeah, cheating. No cheating.
So
it was in world.
Yeah, did you cheat?
No. Nope.
And you fixed your swords.
Mm-hmm.
So that was bullshit.
100%.
All right. So you got your swords fixed. They're You guys were on your way. You were trying to. Steven had to make the choice for you guys Steven. To follow. So you guys followed the trail of blood from Alana and the twins, and it led you to a mountain cave. You skipped the door that had something interesting in it, and we're like, yeah, no. And you went through the cave and wound up in like an open area for a campsite at the foot of a mountain. There's trees all around you. Off in the distance, you saw an abandoned town. And that was where I left it off. So, where are we going now? I wrote all this out, but tiny ass screen, because I didn't realize I was going to have room for a laptop, or I would have brought the laptop.
Mm-hmm. So sorry.
It's all right. So a path leads out into the woods from where you were at, from where the trees are surrounding that. There is a prairie just over the edge of those trees. So if you're up a little higher, you could see a prairie. You could see that town that you originally saw.
Is it on fire?
No.
Not yet.
But it's apparently abandoned in this small valley that's surrounded by mountains. When you look at the open fields with a closer look, so just assuming one of you took the time to look, since I'm not going to leave it up for you to ask.
I say we light the beacons and get Rohan to come to our aid.
There appears to be the remnants of an ancient battle. So you see skeletons.
Ooh.
You see.
Are they sexy vehicles. Skeletons?
So there's human skeletons, orc skeletons. Mm-hmm. There's tanks that are rotting and rusty.
Mad Max situation going on here, I think.
Dragon skeletons. Awesome. There's giant demon skeletons.
I'm making a dragon tank.
Possibly kaiju skeletons.
Yeah.
Pretty much mythological creatures and modern and past armies. You see samurai gear on some of the skeletons.
My God.
But a big battle happened in this field.
World War Zero. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But you mm-hmm. cannot find the trail.
Who needs a trail when there's all that
the
fucking
trail of
loot?
Blood is gone. So you have a battlefield before this town. There's woods all around you, possibly caves in the mountains. What are you going to do?
I'm looting.
So you're going to just head right out into the battlefield?
I don't even give a shit. I'm going for loot. I need me a samurai sword and some dragon bones. So
Jerry,
and
it's quite a long walk. Jerry, don't give a fuck. All right, Jerry's going off on her own.
But okay, so the trail's going... Fuck, whatever direction.
It was heading off towards that town, for sure.
Straight towards
but it's
town.
Gone.
But it was straight towards the town.
Right.
It had been straight towards the town.
Yes.
I'm still going straight towards the town.
Okay. You guys going to scout out ahead, or are you just going to go right on in?
Cautiously.
Okay. Well, you have Steven.
Steven can drone it.
Right. So you guys need to... Do you want him to drone it?
Sure. Why not? What else is he going to do?
Roll for initiative.
I mean, he's all the right. reason that we're here.
Yeah.
Fucking so Steven drones it. Shit. He sees off in the distance, right close to the town, a turned over truck. He knows what it is. It's a military transport truck with a tarp on it, still with a hole cut in it. Smoke's coming out of it.
APC.
The grass around there is matted down.
You would have been able to see the smoke.
From way
you
off.
Guys are now at the tree line. You can't see that. I mean, you might be able to see a little bit of smoke coming up.
Smoke's in the air.
So he can see that. He starts flying towards the town.
Yeah, that's right.
Smoke, and he sees a person standing in the middle of the town, a hooded figure in a cloak.
Just seen that before.
Oh,
this shit's unrealistic.
The cloak is dark blue with red lining on the edges, has gold trim as well.
Is it sunny out?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the day.
So you can see the sparkles.
Nobody wears a cloak in the middle of the day.
Right, fuck them.
They do in fantasy books. It's always been that way.
I show up no good.
Ben, I don't know about you being back right now.
How hot is it?
It's not hot.
What's the temperature in Kelvin?
It's the humidity.
Anyway, the cloaked figure is carrying a satchel and sifting through it. The figure pulls the hand out of a bag to reveal a blackened arm with glowing blue and green scars. So it looks like... Think of the... fell taint and wow. So like the green glow.
Okay.
So it's like that.
The taint.
Damn sad.
As the hand comes out, the hooded figure looks up, or the cloaked figure, removes
first
the
he's hooded, now he's cloaked.
Well, she's both.
Get your shit
and
straight,
you
bro.
See a young, beautiful woman. She smiles and waves, which kind of scares Steven, says something, and then the video cuts.
Ah, shit.
A few seconds later, the drone comes flying back at you guys really quickly. The picture comes back up on the screen, but everywhere around the town, Steven can't see. He can see anywhere else about it. Steven flies the drone up higher, trying to see if maybe she put up some type of mist. and nothing. He can't see into the town at all.
Under the dome?
Yeah, basically. Sorry, my wife keeps texting me still about that stuff. So it's like interrupting everything.
Just tell her, breathe deep, go to sleep.
Off in the distance, okay. As Steven raises it higher, he sees off in the distance an army marching away from the town, heading out to a main road.
Rohan's here.
There is, leading the army is the twins. They are rejoined. They are no longer separated.
Rejoined?
Yeah, they're reconjoined. Awesome. I guess that's what you call it. They've been healed.
They're super good.
They are surrounded on, they're flanked by...
They're like their Szechuan sauce and they're
sewn together. Yeah.
They're flanked by two very big, random, boring ass, but big kaiju that can breathe fire. I'm not giving them names, Joe. Nice.
Why?
But they're still plushy.
Don't be a pussy.
Because I don't know names.
That's the name of one of them.
That's right. Right.
Don't be a pussy is the name of one and shut the fuck up is the name of the other.
Oh, shit.
Getting real.
That's right, man. Shit's getting
on
real
the sides
here.
Of them, they're flanked by armies of skeletal demons. Behind them marches the skeleton army that has all of the makes of the other armies.
No. Can it just be the skeletal army from Army of Darkness from the 90s?
I mean, they've got actual real modern weapons puppets. And whatnot, too.
This is just Game of Thrones shit, isn't it?
No, it's not. I had to give them something because of Archie.
Can the skeletons just be like quoting little quips and stuff?
They're
and little funny?
In the middle of all the skeletons is Alana.
Okay.
I thought you said a llama.
No.
So this sounds just like
she riding a llama.
She is healed because the listeners willed it so. She is healed, but she is shackled. So her arms are in front. You can hit the button. I don't care.
I was just gonna
your arms are in front of her. Beautiful once.
And she's clearly fighting, trying to get away from them. She's getting poked and prodded by the skeletons with spears or bones. Getting whipped. Whatever.
She's being attacked.
She manages to jump in the air. And do the ninja style shit. She lifts her arms behind her. She gets her arms free. Boy. She knocks into one of the skeletons next to her, grabs the sword and shield, and starts stacking. She takes out quite a few of them because they're skeletons. They can fall apart real easily. That causes a big commotion, and the twins come back. Karen, who's really angry, wants to see manager. Karen gets really mad.
She's got her pumpkin spice.
Pulls out her book, which is now changed. It does not look the same as it did before. Start saying something, and mind you, this is all Steven's still seeing it from the drone, so he can't hear anything. And Alana falls to the ground. Her eyes start glowing orange. She stands back up, gets in line, starts marching with everyone.
She's a deadite.
They are now walking, like going down that main road, and they go off in the distance. You can't see them anymore. So the army is gone. The twins are gone.
Would you say it's like an old town road?
God, not again, Joe.
Could you describe this road for me?
How long did all of this take?
This was probably 10 minutes. All of this fighting and
were
whatnot.
Were we standing still?
Yeah,
were still heading towards the field if that's what you wanted. Yes, you're still making your way through. You've come to the edge of the battlefield.
What kind of cool loot have I found?
Nothing yet. You haven't made it into the battlefield. You are,
that's my question.
You are there. This is where you start seeing weapons, skeletons that aren't attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to choose. Are you going to keep following through this battlefield to the town? You can go visit. That was clearly a tipped over truck smoking or something. Or you can go off into the woods,
trucks
whatever you want.
Pick up bad habits. Smoke.
No, but it looks like it's being lived in.
Oh, sweetly.
So,
yeah.
It's your choice.
I'm digging for loot.
I hope it's Shrunk and Danky in the truck.
It's the real Shrek and Donkey. Yo, man, we've been in here for so long. I can't do a good donkey. Sorry.
They killed my wife.
They killed my wife, man. There's her skeleton over there. I hoped her until she was bones.
All right, so as you're walking through, you're going to you just want to look for loot? Not finding anything at all useful.
Okay, dude, okay. There's it's samurai.
It's so rusty.
I don't care.
It's rusty.
I'm taking a
katana. The swords are in good condition. If you want a samurai katana, sword, take it.
Absolutely. I mean,
just right so far, Cherry has literally nothing. She just fights with her hands.
How is everything rusty if this just happened?
It didn't just happen. It's overgrown. The fields are overgrown. There's skeletons there. So it's been a long time since this war happened.
Okay.
I want to break some dragon bone and put it in my pocket and then take a samurai sword.
Just one?
Okay.
Just one.
Just grab like six.
You've got dragon bone in your pocket and a samurai sword.
Since you're a skeleton.
That'd be legit.
If you want to look for other loot, freaking name out the loot that you might see in a war and roll for it, Joe.
Cannon. a 50 millimeter cannon.
If it's all serious, try to get a fucking...
I'm serious, roll for it.
No, I'm serious. Like so a great big...
It's a 10, set a die.
Okay. What do I got to hit?
Six or higher.
For a 50 mil cannon.
I mean, you got to tote that
thing. That's fine, dude. Terry can hold it.
She's going to be really slow.
Terry's super strong.
Yeah, she's
always
a beast. Super strength.
God damn it, a natural zero?
Huh? That's a 10.
Oh, is it?
What?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the zero's a 10.
Oh, sweet.
I didn't realize you got... God damn.
That is not what you got.
It was two.
It was a zero.
It was a zero.
So he can carry...
I couldn't see.
We'll check the feed later.
Yeah, it was a zero. It was a zero. That's why I said it was a 10.
All right.
Because he said he was disappointed because it was a zero.
All right. Well, I guess you found a working 50 mil can, but you have no ammo.
Unlimited ammo.
There's no ammo. You're going to have to find it.
There's a cannon laying there.
What, you want to roll for the ammo?
No, I want to roll for something else.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for
and riches.
MREs.
Oh, dang. Oh,
yeah, good idea.
Yes.
Oh, damn. No.
Roll it again.
It was a 10.
It was a natural 10. Really. 5.
Nope.
Fuck.
No MREs.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
So considering it was just food, you would think that would be a better odds than finding a giant cannon.
Do you want to roll with a 6 for
no.
that?
No, I mean, it's too late.
It's about the same amount of odds either.
Took away my food.
I want ammo.
Roll.
I'm going to look for ammo. God no damn ammo. It.
No ammo.
All right, I'm going to break off pieces of myself and shoot it out of the cannon.
Looking you got a dragon bone.
Yeah, there we go.
You got to come up with a way to actually, you know, propel that out of there.
I'm a magical
fucking scarecrow. Not that magical.
Yeah. I'm.
All right.
What?
So.
How the fuck am
How
I not?
How does she gonna magically make a cannon work?
Okay. I started as a fucking person. Yeah. Then I got killed and shoved inside of a fucking scarecrow.
You are magical.
Now,
but,
dude, I'm back
since
to
when
life,
does she have the power to launch to things with life. Kinetic energy yeah,
dude,
out of a cannon?
Check it out. I came back to life and then absorbed people's life essence to make skin
and then became kinetic powered too and
dude,
you just boom, send
I'm
shit
just
out of
I don't know I, man
no
I got scarecrow powers
that, the dice don't lie Sean's gonna look for something
you compress and light your
That's
straw
right. Okay well I'm gonna make a great big fucking melee weapon out of the cannon then there we go. One swing.
That's hilarious.
That's a good deal. I'll leave it.
Are you not going to do it? Chuck nope. Cuddles is going to look for anything? All right.
No, Cuddles doesn't want anything.
So you guys are moving forward. Are you going to head towards the town first, or are you going to investigate the truck?
I'm going to drag my big-ass fucking cannon melee weapon wherever these guys are going.
Probably the truck's closer.
Yeah,
right?
It's on the way.
Yeah, we might as well stop at the truck.
Yeah, right. I don't know why that fucker waved at us.
In the town? So you want to head to the town? That was in town.
Was son of a bitch.
Before,
yeah, we knew you can ask the I person the in truck. The truck if somebody's in the truck. About
yeah,
the
I, for some reason I merged the two things.
That's fine.
Yeah, truck.
All right. As you guys approach the truck, you can tell that the smoke is actually someone cooking food.
Oh, yeah. I was hungry.
It smells like food being cooked over an open fire.
They stole all the MREs.
There are lined up along the truck flags from almost every different type of nation on Earth during our modern times and some flags you've never seen before.
If it is an American flag, I'm smashing it. Just anything, if it's not just straight up America, smash.
Every
in the fire.
Terry smash. So why would Terry care about America?
Because it's goddamn America.
She knows about America.
America.
She was killed before the merge.
Cherry was from Alabama.
Cherry came from the merge. Stories
make America
this
Cherry
great
okay,
land.
Now that's possible. So
she heard stories about the greatest land that ever was.
And the great a person of Trump.
That's right, dude. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The great orange man and his land of many milk and honey and all that. There was jobs for everyone and food.
Secure.
Mm-hmm.
Border around right. The entire
people
United
had,
States.
People had, you know, smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms
that
went off
randomly.
The night. And their husbands and wives fretted much. But that's okay, because we're in America, and nothing bad happens here.
America, motherfucker. Archibald and Steven recognize all the flags, and there's an American flag, since you guys haven't had them ask.
Well, no. Anything but America.
No, so there's all types of flags. Maybe you should right. ask the person about the shit before you destroy it.
Oh, no. If there's not just America, I'm going ape questions. Shit. They better take down
are you
all
really
those flags.
Gonna, are
I'm
you
offended.
Really going to destroy the flags?
I'm offended.
An old man comes out
this episode in a tattered day trip
in a tattered uniform. He's got very sad, melancholy eyes. He He just shakes his head at you.
Janitor.
When he says, you're disrespecting the dead.
You killed my fucking janitor brother.
No, this is a much older man. His clothes are ragged, but there definitely were military fatigues at one point in time.
What country?
American.
Goddamn right. I want to salute him as Cherry.
He just looks at you and shakes his head.
I'm going to smash his ass. That's disrespectful.
All right. So, wait, now that you've already ruined what I was planning on doing with that.
Would the correct response have been to take a knee?
That's right. Should I have taken a knee?
For
that's
Greg?
Fucking disrespectful.
Hey! Nope. Greg apologizes. He hasn't had guests in a long time. He explains that his name is Greg the Snake Eater. Some people call him Old Greg.
Shit. Old Greg.
He was the first gay military.
No.
Time for surprise butt sex, guys. Come on in.
He's definitely seen a lot of shit. So do you really want to start mocking him like that?
Hey, no, I was being like the old coot.
He was in the special forces. The battle that occurred around you, he just starts explaining. He's not had company in a while.
So he could really rape you and you wouldn't even know what was
going
on.
The battle that happened hundreds of years ago. Forces. He doesn't know why he is still alive, but it hurts him to be alive now because all of his friends have died.
He was in the war.
He explains that when he was in the modern United States, and he's talking to Stephen Archibald, since they would know what he's talking about, he was sent on a mission to the Rocky Mountains. There had been random people appearing, and he's special forces. So he's very strictly follows the orders, does everything right by the book. They found samurai that would people dressed as samurai, claiming that they were samurai. They found military people from all over the world and reports of mythological creatures appearing in the modern times of the U.S. What's happening here is happening there.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out what was going on. His team set up a base camp to investigate the outer area, and they found nothing. It wasn't until they ran into someone that actually was from the 40s that they said that they had came out of a cave. So he and his unit followed where the guy said he came from, walked into the cave, saw a strange blue field of light, walked through it, and wound up in the middle of this battlefield, surrounded by planes flying through the sky, fighting dragons, all the stuff that we've described that was in the field, dead. They ran into it. They quickly took cover, looked for anything familiar, found American soldiers from World War II, joined up with that unit.
The Greatest Generation.
And they fought. But they had no idea whose side they were fighting for or against. So the Americans were fighting Brits, everyone. Everyone was just fighting each other. And the mythological creatures were winning. More and more troops came out through that force field in the middle of the field. They started coming with messages. His unit was calling out on their radio, and it was going through, but not all the time. His commanding officer had sent more and more special forces in to help them out, but they could never communicate back. His last group showed up with about 5 more people, with some rations and weapons and ammunition, and they said they could no longer feed people through the hole. They were going to blow up the hole in the cave and seal it. They had no idea what was going on, but they didn't want to hurt the future or that dimension with what was going on. At that point in time, the Brits had also figured out the same thing. Every army, modern army, had figured it out, and they started teaming up against the mythological creatures, the demons, and everything else.
Were there unicorns?
Mythological creatures, so I would say yes.
I want a unicorn horn.
You have to go find it.
I'm going
to
do that.
After years of fighting this war, with the modern armies joining together and some of the ancient ones, basically man fighting the mythological creatures, men started dying off too quickly. And suddenly,
men,
huh?
Mm-hmm. They didn't have babies making.
Yep.
Well, there might have been some female soldiers.
They can recruit
they didn't grow up
the oldest
enough.
Profession to get in there and make
the
some
teaming
babies.
Up. It helped. There were futuristic weapons, so stuff could be out there that you guys missed.
Future weapons.
Eventually, their side won. Mythological creatures, or they took it as win, started wandering off.
Are there any?
They just took off down where that main road is now.
Are there any mythological creatures still alive?
Not that he knows of. He hasn't seen them in a long time. So the men decided to
sex with a centaur.
Retake the town. They were going to try and move into the town while they figured out a way to get back. All of their governments had sealed off all the ways back into their time. But they were determined to find a way out. They also sent a platoon out to follow the mythological creatures. They never heard from them again. As they were farming in the town, the men started behaving crazy. The food was causing them to go mad with disease. Their skin would turn black. They would start attacking random people, or they would wander off the same direction that the army went.
Stone people.
Crab.
But people. They seemed to be under something else's control.
It was fucking Weaver.
I just want to find a centaur that's like horse on top and man on the bottom instead of the other way around.
Joe, roll, and it might actually be a creature that had died there. You might find the skeleton.
All right.
That's a manatar?
It's still a centaur. It's just the other way around.
No.
Well, let's see if it happened. Hey, there is one, so you might run into one.
Yes.
Or at least the skeleton.
What about a backwards mermaid?
That's okay, too. A fish head and lady part body down below.
It's Futurama.
Old Greg tells you guys that he has been there a long time alone, and it's really good to see people, but he's sorry that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
He has survived, not from eating the food that he was able to grow, but in town, every time he steals food items from the abandoned houses, they reappear within a week. So that's how he's been surviving. He tells you that he thinks someone's living in there. It's a woman. And his men, before they all left, started seeing her trying to find ways home. And she would give them whatever they wanted for a price.
Ah, she a harpy?
No. No, she says that she's a sorceress named Hecate.
Oh, boy. Goddamn succubus.
She is not evil. She is not good. But she is definitely chaotic with how she does things.
I want Cuddles to walk up to, like, Archie and be like, this guy keeps talking a lot. Is he going to offer us food or anything?
He hears Cuddles and he says, you guys can eat.
Hey!
He saw you coming off in the distance and decided he was going to actually invite you over. He wanted company.
He didn't want us to fucking murder him.
Does he have any horse meat?
No.
Come on, man.
What about centaur meat?
What kind of meat is this?
I don't know what kind
of
it is.
Well, at this point, it's just person meat, you know?
If it's centaur, I call the top half.
Yeah, dude.
It's just meat from something in town.
It's just random meat.
It's meat. Appears. It's just meat, and you can eat it. It's not going to make you sick.
Oh, boy.
Like those fingers.
So you guys have a choice. You're going to stay for the night and hear more stories from him. Or are you going to wander off and look for your centaur guy?
I want to find a centaur.
I like story time.
Or are you going to head into the town?
Steven, he would more likely ask about Alana.
The old man saw her come in. She was about dead. Okay. And he told the group that had her, if they wanted her healed, that the Enchantress could probably save her.
But she can't just about be dead because she just fucking did a ninja move out there and she's
doing backflips and all kinds of shit.
She's already doing better than not dead. So we know different.
No, she was when he saw her. She was about dead.
But now we know she's better than that.
Right, so right.
She's on the mend. It's good
and
stuff.
This Enchantress looks like
she's a beautiful woman.
Do we clearly see her face though?
In a cloak.
Yeah.
Saying it wasn't a horse.
It was not a horse.
In a cloak.
Joe wants to be the centaur.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did it look like she was
blue,
riding a horse?
She wears a blue cloak with red and gold trimming on it.
What was that bitch who stole Prince's shit?
It caught a prime?
You fucked up as shit. Well, Steven.
She's got the matrix of bullshit.
Yeah, she is the one that probably made it so you could not see. She's very powerful. She offered. She's caught.
She caused the meld.
No, she did not.
She
offered.
Leave.
She showed up after everything had happened, but she offered to send Greg home numerous times, and he always turned her down because he didn't know what price he would have to pay, and she wouldn't tell you.
So until she doesn't after tell you, said, you until after you said
right.
Okay.
Sometimes she would just sleep with the guy, and that's all she wanted. Other times she would take his arm. Or his weapons.
I thought you were going to say his nards.
I almost said that. His arm.
Or his weapons. Necklace of fucking
castles. Sometimes she would take the life of the person that was with him.
Those glowing orbs around her, those were nards.
Nards. They were Wolfman's nards.
Yeah.
So it just depends. She seems to do things on whimsy. She doesn't. There's no rhyme or reason. Greg knows no rhyme or reason for why she does what she does.
I wonder if she'll do some black magic scissoring with Sherry.
You'd have to go find out.
Yes. So. Can we make a double ender out of some dragon bones?
Jesus Christ. If you want to, you can.
That's fantastic.
Greg says it's getting dark.
Somebody's going to die.
We've been talking for a while. You guys are welcome to stay here if you want.
The best.
How does everybody fit into your car?
He's just a camp. There's other areas outside of the car that he could stay.
Got some shipping containers, maybe?
He's been keeping the camp going, waiting for his friends to return, the ones that had wandered off to follow the army, and they never have. But he figures if he's alive, they might still be alive.
I'm sleeping in the tank.
Go on. So Archie's sleeping in the tank. He probably feels like a badass.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to sit on top of the tank. Make sure he can't get out.
Steven's going to stay just wherever, whatever closest sleeping bag or tent there is.
Cuddles can do it. Yeah, I think I'll keep watch for the night.
As you keep watch, you notice spirits walking from the fields towards the town.
Do any of them look like centaurs?
Yes.
What?
It looks like the dead from the battles. Jesus. They're heading towards the town, and there's a light shooting up from the middle.
Cherry hasn't been wet in 125 years.
The spirits seem to float up through the light from what you can tell.
Oh, dang. There's like a
light. But you can actually see the spirits pulled from the bones. Like you can see them being sucked back into the town. And it happens more than once.
So it's like on repeat?
Mm-hmm.
Like a loop? I'm not going to wake anybody up.
The light disappears. The spirits quit happening.
Awesome.
The morning comes.
We just heard that we don't know it.
You guys will not believe what I just saw.
Why the fuck did you wake us up?
I don't know. It was pretty astounding.
Like, we're going to stay a whole nother night so we can all see it.
That's right.
So wait, you had bone pieces with you.
Yes.
So they were fucking flying out of your pocket.
That's right. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
She should have noticed that.
Oh, boy. I was too... too preoccupied.
What was in that food we ate?
Nothing. Everything that Greg gave you was safe.
I'm old Greg.
It's got some LSD in it.
Greg's in there just whacking it. Oh god.
Greg hears you talking about seeing the spirits and laughs because he's been seeing that every night since the battle ended.
At least it's not just me.
And since the enchantress showed up. He has no idea what it is.
He's got pinup girls all over the inside of his APC. And you're like, where'd you get the adhesive? And he's like, it's all natural.
That guy's amazing.
Yes, dude, I love him.
I was just going to say with this guy in literature now.
Get it?
That's right. Nature's own.
It came from nature.
So is there anything else you want to ask Greg before you take off? Are you going to go back into town? Are you going to get the fuck out of there? I really don't care what you do at this point.
He doesn't give a shit. Well, I'm sure Steven would want to go into the town because he still wants to save Alana.
Yes, that is what Steven would do.
And the cuddle, I guess, Yodi and Eris Bath, what the hell are they going to do?
They've been just kind of enjoying time by themselves, so.
Can I scrounge around for maybe some sharp bone pieces to, like, adhere to my...
Your new weapon?
Yes.
You hear them naturally?
Yes.
I thought you were just going to stick them inside your body and just have spikes everywhere.
The ghosts are going to come out.
Look at this shit, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I want some bone marrow.
It's not a bad idea.
What?
I'm going
to. All right. Steven's going to insist you guys go to town and you guys are going to be like, nah.
Go to town on these bones.
Go look for things. That's fine. I mean, she's clearly... Okay,
how far from... We can't be that far from town, right?
No, you're just outside of it. If the old man can hobble his way over and steal stuff.
One more day of scrounging.
That's right.
All
right.
If that's what you're going to do, Greg says it's fine. You guys can stay with him as long as you like. So go ahead. Scrounge about.
All right. I'm going to make a handle and some blades on the end of my big cannon. Yep.
Old Greg just says, you're a mighty strong woman.
You wouldn't even believe the guy.
I haven't seen a woman in years, other than that enchantress.
I want to look for some unexploded explosives.
Okay, roll.
Wait, Greg wanted to die, right?
He wants to make sure. He wants to live more than he wants to die, but he's definitely ready to move on.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a one?
That's a one.
Reroll.
Huh?
Reroll.
It hit the cord. Oh.
Joe was moving it.
I was trying to keep it out of the way.
Okay.
There we go. That's a two.
Nothing.
You doubled it,
so
though.
You do not find any.
But Greg wants to die, though, right?
No, he doesn't.
He can't die.
He wants to go home.
He wants to go home.
I just
want waiting for his men to come
back. I
want to
give him, because I honor the American troops so much, I want to give him one last goodbye ride before he...
Greg turns you down. He's got ED, man. He's old.
No, I didn't mean he was going to ride.
You going to ride Greg? Oh, no. Greg's not into that.
I'm taking the old man for a ride. Fuck him to death.
No,
your saddle sticks.
The listeners, I forgot to read the suggestions, that reminded me.
Uh-oh. Wow, that reminded you of something
yes,
the reader said?
It did.
Cherry's going to fuck a man to death. With your bony double-ender.
Okay, so what would you like to see in the last or the next episode? Death.
Cherry fucking
table
man.
Flipping. Archie, Steven, and Alana make wobbly H with Steven in the middle.
Yes.
That's not happening.
That'd be amazing.
Archie's PSP breaks, or his magazines burn, somehow limiting his power.
Mike wrote that
sounds
one.
Like
death by a snoo-snoo. Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude,
it was foreseen.
It's happening.
Or Mike getting pissed, which is always likely anyway.
Yeah, okay. So that's the one.
So death by Snoo Snoo and Mike getting pissed are both happening right now.
Yeah, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Broke his fucking hips.
You ain't never going to walk again, boy.
All right, if you're going to try and seduce him, you're rolling for it. And you're rolling a
D20. Okay. What's his AC?
You got to get a 17 or higher.
Seven.
To seduce old Greg. He's old.
He's seen your shit.
Natural 20. God
no.
damn it.
So old Greg's turning that shit down.
Okay, what if I rape him?
But
no, if you rape him, your group will turn on you.
But what if we offer Bailey's?
Yeah, what
to
if I
get him
drunk? Yeah.
If you get him drunk, I might offer it. Might switch to a
D10. Okay, let's do that. Let's get him hammered.
Whose alcohol are you going to give him?
Let's give him fucking...
The town's.
Engine now we cleaner, go to town. Dude.
You got to go... You're gonna make him no.
Engine
You're trying
degreaser.
To kill this old man. He just
I
gave
am
you
gonna
food.
Kill this
he
old
let
man.
You stay somewhere.
I'm gonna kill him with my bony dick.
She.
Okay.
Oh,
Greg's drunk. What am I gonna roll?
No. You gotta get alcohol, which means you gotta go to town.
No,
we're not playing that game. You can't magically do it.
You cannot tell me that Greg has been out there all that time and he hasn't made some alcohol.
He has not made alcohol.
What
the fuck you say it?
What? He has not made toilet wine or anything.
Nope.
This motherfucker
did leave some fruit out on accident.
Yeah,
his bathroom
exactly.
Kitchen.
Who's got some fermented piss or something, dude?
I'm sure some of those soldiers have like some alcohol.
I was going to say, can we find a canteen or a flask or something?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. We found a flask. Let's get him hammered.
All right. It had alcohol in it. I mean, that would probably be out there.
And he's been sober for so long.
And he's been sitting there for how many years?
Greg drunk.
Wait, did they have weed?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Are you going to seriously kill old Greg?
No, that's
dude,
not for him.
I'm going to send this motherfucker to heaven.
That's for Archie.
I don't know if Cherry's
hey, dude, voice just because she on. Has a really deep voice doesn't mean she's not hot as fuck. Cherry's banging, dude.
Okay, Cherry's going to be banging, apparently.
Yeah.
All right,
Cherry is one hot ass bitch. What do I got to hit? Besides his prostate.
Now that... a five or higher since he's drunk.
Oh my god, five or higher. I'm gonna fucking destroy this man.
You're gonna kill an old guy, man.
Oh yes. Jesus Christ. Death by Snoo Snoo. Death by Snoo Snoo.
You can't
shit.
You said he's been alive that long. So
yeah, dude, you know, I'm
can't
sorry.
Be killed.
If I was alive that long without any pussy.
How are you gonna feel if his men come back to find him dead?
I would fuck anything.
He'll live. Okay, if it gets too bad, Yodi can give him some of his ball sweat.
That's right, yeah. I'm gonna
Jesus Christ,
I'm gonna
he's going to hate you guys if he lives.
I am going to grind this man's hips
right,
into
fine.
Dust.
So everyone else might want to leave and let her do his, because he wants some dignity.
We go to
Yodi,
he wants some
we'll
dignity.
We'll go and start having a poem. He'll be like, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of pump and grind.
Fine, Yodi serenades that. Oh my god. Yodi serenades that
one. He starts singing Pony by Genuine.
So are you doing this or not?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Steven's so you guys,
Adidas dunker.
No, Steven's like, actually trying to find a safe way to town and tells you,
God.
Guys, it looks like there's traps all around.
You guys ever use mud and lube?
Mines?
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know the safe way to town, and the only one that knows is old Greg.
I'm going
to
hump him. Dude, okay, so I'm going to give him some earth-shattering love, and it's going to set
Steven,
off all the mines.
Steven walks in and goes, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I'm humping this old man.
Yes, old Greg, He tries not to look. He shields his eyes kind of like this.
He's ashamed.
Like, he is. Is there a safe way to town?
No, there's a safe word. Goes,
and he dies. His pelvic.
Yes.
Everything, just his whole pelvis is crushed by Cherry's grinding.
That's when Yodi comes in. But
he dies with a smile on his face.
That's right.
I guess he finished.
Can we make bread from his bones?
No. Steven and Archie both are going to want to bury him and give him an honorable burial.
Wait. But we just have Yodi bring him back.
Yeah.
You can't bring him back from the dead. He's not a summoner.
Genie rules, damn it.
He's not completely
You killed
dead.
Old Greg.
He yes. can't be dead yet.
No, she's serious. Fine, he's dying. You going to let Yodi stick his balls in his mouth?
Yeah. He has some vials of his sweat. Just drop it down there.
I'll make a hole. You stick in the sweat.
I want you to roll.
What do I got to roll?
You got to get a 5 or higher.
To bring him back?
No, 4 or higher. To bring him back.
Here, you do that one.
Why
me? It was your idea.
You want to bring him back. Roll. You've crushed.
Yeah,
crushed
I want him dead.
He's dead.
Hit the wire. Doesn't count.
Oh, there you go. Reroll.
None of this.
There's too many cords. 6.
Hey!
I didn't say you could reroll.
They hit the card. It doesn't count.
It hit the card, yep. Totally counts.
Check the feet.
Old Greg's alive and well and very happy.
Yay!
His hips are gone and
Steven's
no longer walks around like an old man.
He can't walk anymore, but...
No, he's healed.
Okay, he's spry.
He's like 30 years younger.
He smacks Cherry on the ass and says thank you.
He's younger.
Thanks, Daddy. He offers to lead you guys to town through the minefield.
Luckily,
since he's the one
day.
Who set them
That's
up
right.
because he didn't trust the Enchantress.
Oh, he set them up.
Psycho. He doesn't trust
That's
her.
That's why there wasn't any unused explosives.
Mm-hmm. He used
there
them
you
all.
Go.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping that it wouldn't change the story when you rolled that dice.
What the an adventure,
like, no,
guys.
Dad, no. All right, so he's going to lead you to town if that's what you want. If you guys are ready.
He led me right to heaven.
Steven, by the way, if you guys, you probably haven't noticed, he's looking rather fit now. He's no longer chubby.
Mm-hmm.
Probably grown a couple inches, so he's probably 6'2", 6'3".
Oh my god, that's huge!
He's a 2.3 inch dick.
He was around 6 foot before. He was average, just chubby.
Average, dude. I'm fucking 5'10". 6 foot ain't average, motherfucker.
Well, he's taller than you.
I guess
above average.
Steven's actually starting to turn out to look like a pretty good looking guy. He just has no combat skills.
He's pulling a Neville Longbottom.
Right, he is.
No combat skills.
So anyways, you guys head into town and you see that the houses are exactly like Greg said they would be. They're abandoned, but they are stocked full of food and provisions of all types.
Shit, yeah.
Including babies. Weapons, alcohol.
Firearms?
Yes, firearms.
What kind?
Old school firearms. Like
can I have a six-shooter?
Civil War.
Flintlock?
Oh. Okay, I'll take a World War I six-shooter.
I said Civil War.
I don't care. I want a world.
You gotta find it then.
He's a Civil War cannon.
There are
strapped to your
there
shoulders.
There are many buildings to explore. In the center of town, mm-hmm. you see the fountain where originally that cloaked figure was at, where the Enchantress
the water
was
feature?
At. Yes, the water feature. And there Sorry, is Mike. A house painted black and red. Very well up. It's kept up really well. It looks very lived in and not run down like the rest of the town. It's pretty obvious that's where she operates from.
Chick sounds like a thought.
We throw pebbles at it.
throw
You're
batteries.
Not going to explore the other house. You're going to, man, I thought things would get more normal.
I mean, if Steven wants to save...
Yeah, Steven would want to go there,
go
but
right
you
there.
Guys wanted to find weapons
Steven,
and stuff. I'm
Steven
giving
doesn't
you
do
a chance.
We found the weapons out there, though, wouldn't it?
You didn't,
Steven
there
just
might be
screaming.
More. You looked in one house.
He's screaming. And he's like trying to call out the Enchantress.
But we can get her out there and ask her questions about what's around town. And then we won't have to search. She'll just tell us.
Is that what you guys are going to do? Are you really going to throw... Or Carl's going to knock on the door like he always does. He
throws batteries at it. And fuck her, open
all
it
right,
up.
If you got, Ben wants to throw puddles.
He wants to throw puddles at it.
He wants to throw, back, throw pebbles.
Puddles.
So Archie is throwing pebbles at the building.
Ski.
The Enchantress appears behind him and smacks him upside the back of the head. And she goes, don't ruin my nice house.
That's why I was only throwing pebbles.
And not batteries like I was told to.
She asks you, why are all of you here? And then she looks... And goes, he's looking for someone, and she points at Steven.
I'm just here for the centaur. I want to see a centaur.
Magically, before you, an image of a centaur appears.
Oh my god. Fantastic. Is it hot?
Yes. It's everything you ever dreamed of, Jerry.
Yes. Oh my god.
And then it disappears.
So excited.
And she tells you, that could be yours for a price.
I'm doing it. Let's do it.
Oh god.
Whatever you want.
Jerry's going to revert to her old scarecrow form.
Awesome.
Can't talk anymore.
There's more blood out there.
Can't talk. There's... And she'll be cursed.
That's okay.
If she kills anyone, she will never regain her form again. Which means you cannot fight.
I got a great big ass mace. I'm
good.
You
cannot fight. She will no longer be able to battle again.
Do you rate people?
Yeah, why? No. A scarecrow can't fight?
The Enchantress is going to give you all your dreams, but she's going to take away your future.
You can't take over the town because...
You have 3 seconds. One. Two. Three.
Yes, I'll take it.
Oh, God.
Cherry is now a scarecrow, and she gets to go have sex with a centaur.
Yes, forever.
But you're a scarecrow.
You are now useless. You are now okay. Super strength.
That's fine.
You're nothing.
You are literally...
You're just become a scarecrow again.
You are a scarecrow. You're not moving. Cherry is dead.
In my
Cherry's
head.
Gone.
In my head, all the horse is dead.
Cherry is no longer...
You killed Cherry.
She has returned. She had her way, and now she's a scarecrow in the middle of town.
Totally fine with that. It was worth it, guys.
Cherry... You actually killed off Cherry.
It was worth it.
To have sex with a centaur.
Cherry got everything she ever wanted.
Holy shit.
So, yes. That just exploded.
Bye, Cherry. I love you.
And now my vocal cords are safe.
Yeah, right? I'm sick of doing the goddamn voice.
Right. Hey, the voice was real. I thought it was a cockney.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Cherry's.
So did Joe just like take over permanently
Archie? Yeah.
He did. Guys, I'm here and I'm Archie now.
Joe took over. Holy shit.
Why is everybody looking at me like that? Is it my badass scar and my hair knot?
Cherry's gone.
Cool. Cherry got lots of sex and now she's gone.
This episode brought to you by Daytrip.
Joe's tripping balls.
Oh, that was great.
Dead.
Well, all right. Does anyone else want anything while she's here?
I mean, Archie does.
Really? What's Archie want?
Archie wants all the power.
You already have all the power.
I want to be unnerfed.
Literally not nerfed right now. This is just me saying it's DM. You're not nerfed.
Okay. I want more power.
Never be
nerfed. Okay, what power do you want?
The power of a god. I want to be able to just unlimited power.
Okay.
Unlimited.
But the price is your PSP is broken. Gone. You may have the power of a god, but it's limited to the covers in your on your person.
So does
the
that
color,
make-
the covers will fade. And when the color is gone on each cover, that power will be gone forever.
Okay, but are you the summons 10 more covers, powerful?
The summons will be permanent. They will not disappear. But
what are the
your
powers
power
of
will
a god?
Fade over time.
What are the powers of the god? What kind of powers do I get?
You can literally do anything, but only once every month.
Once a month?
Whatever you want. You want to transport back to your time
that
forever?
That doesn't seem like you're a god to me.
Yeah, right?
She's limiting you.
Why, though?
Because she likes to be fun.
I said I wanted unlimited power.
You have unlimited power once a month.
No, that's not unlimited, though.
Yeah, it's once limited. A month. It's unlimited once a month. You can do whatever you want.
No, that's a bad deal. I'm not taking it.
Okay.
Hey, can I roll for unlimited power all the time?
No.
Come on, man.
No, that one is not allowed.
Come on, man.
Does anyone else have questions for her?
Where's the batteries? I need batteries.
Batteries for what?
My double ender, dude.
Oh, God.
Cherry's dead.
I'm not Cherry.
So Archie, Archie didn't take it over. He can't lift that shit.
I need a double ender. I got some crazy butt stuff I'm going to do tonight.
With who?
Oh, God. Is that really what you want?
With Greg.
She gets a big smile on her face. Is that really what you want?
Oh, God. Greg's so disappointed. This bitch fucking died.
Oh, she's still there. She gave him what he wanted and died.
Yeah, they said death was going to happen this episode. There,
I didn't expect it to be that. Yeah. I had someone else's death plan, so now... Fuck it. You might have two people die tonight, guys.
No. Yeah, shit happens.
Well, I'm done. I'm out, guys.
Mission accomplished.
My work here is done.
It all depends on what you guys do, but you're not doing much. The Enchantress is about to go back into her house. You're Steven now, by the way. You took over Archie, so...
Fuck. What does Steven want?
Well, Steven, if in character, is trying to find a way to get to Alana.
Yeah. Crap.
He wants unlimited power.
Unlimited power!
Can you bring back my Alana?
I can send you to her.
Just him?
Can you bring back Cherry?
I can send everyone.
Oh.
Four.
But I want something in return.
Greg's bow.
I want the old man.
Anyone can ask any question. I mean, nothing's off the table. I'm serious on that one.
Straight up. I need some food. I need some water. I need a bed.
That's what Archie wants?
Yes.
Okay, she wants your PSP for the day, though.
No. I'll starve before I give you the PSP.
Just for the day, she'll give it back. Places.
No. Nope.
There's food in the...
Who knows what she's going to do? I'll go eat berries. I don't give a shit. I'll kill a squirrel or something.
Okay. I mean, there was food in the houses. You could have just grabbed anyway. Well, you didn't really need her to grant that.
Still going
to
go back like in the house.
You're talking about things you can do yourself, and she's going to...
Well, I was hoping there'd be no price. Leg,
practically.
Yeah, why? If I'm like, hey, there's all this
you
shit.
You asked her for it. She's not going to just tell you where it's at for free. You got
to
look.
Okay, fine.
Cuddles wants to be the greatest clown of all time.
She's afraid of you.
Oh, dang.
Ooh, that's an interesting take.
She asks you to leave her alone.
I already am the greatest clown. Skipping away. Do cartwheels around her.
Yeah. For some reason, your feet are on fire.
Like, she knows who Pretz is.
Him?
No.
Steven?
The real Pretz. She knows who you are. She's afraid of you.
Steven is the real Pretz. He told me when he was sleeping.
His dreams made him.
I moved his mouth away. I'm Pretz!
And Akate is heading back into her house.
I'm good. I got everything I wanted. I'm going to go get some food.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
What kind of weapons are in the houses?
Search. All right, pick a house. There's a house behind you.
I'm going to pick the house behind me.
Okay.
I want some food.
There's
some
food in the house.
Armor. Whole time, Cuddles outside skipping around.
Dude, I'm great.
Fresh vegetables. There's some hanging meat that's dried.
Do I have any cash on me?
As Steven?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose he would. He had his wallet.
Score. Is it paper or coins?
Coins. And score. Paper. What are you doing, Ben?
I make a wish and I throw it into the fountain.
Oh, dang.
Steven sees an image of Alana. Doesn't get to decide the wish. It's whatever he was thinking about. He sees her eyes still glowing and she's marching in unison with the army.
Well, we can wash our hands of her now, guys. She's in the army.
Two people are dying tonight.
You can see off in the distance a small town from where the army's at. And it says Chillwind, 10 miles. So they're heading towards the town and the Chillwind bar.
God, we could have just stayed there and just waited for her to show up.
Never went on the adventure in the first place.
What a waste of time this was.
God damn it, man. All these fucking hours of playing characters and we could have just stayed.
Cherry's dead, man. You killed her. You're just salty about her death.
She's in a better place, man.
She might be. She got laid and then she got laid again and then she died.
Scarecrow anymore.
She's banging out a centaur in her mind. And
what's going to happen with Shrunk and Danky now that the person who promised them all this power is gone?
They're fucked. Sorry, guys.
They forgot.
Yeah, they're too stoned.
Yeah, they probably have no
Shrunk
idea.
And Danky took off to go to the other town to find information for you guys.
They probably don't remember why they're there.
They might not. They probably are hot.
They're just selling there right now.
There's like, hot now there. They're like, oh, fuck, hot now.
So it's nighttime now. You guys have been dinking around a lot.
Whoa, wait, what? What kind of weapons and shit did I find?
You found food in that house.
Okay. I need...
Fresh food.
Okay. Is it going to make me sick?
No, it will not make you sick.
I'm going to eat the same kind of food.
This is the food
you're going to eat until you're sick? Jesus.
This is fine. We wanted to wait for the light show anyway.
Yeah.
Damn it.
See some ghosts coming out
Ben's
of
a smart cookie over meow.
Did you not see me just not doing anything, just waiting for it to be night?
He's just
Cuddles is doing cartwheels outside saying he's the greatest clown of all time.
All right, Yodi and Arisbeth are with
his feet are
Archie fire. Looking for food and weapons.
Okay.
So Cuddles goes over and lights Cherry's body on fire.
As that happens, Cherry Spirit comes out of the scarecrow.
Hey guys, just want to say
and heads one more towards time. The fountain. The fountain lights up, and the spirit heads up.
I sent her.
I just wanted to see the water feature one more time.
Spirits can be seen heading towards the fountain. You can see the enchantress standing out on her balcony. She is summoning something that's causing the spirits to go up.
So she like
every time one goes up, you can see her. It's like her power's growing.
So she's like Yuna from Final Fantasy X.
No, she's not sending them off. She's absorbing their essence.
Oh, that's hot.
Kind of like Cherry was. Mm-hmm. So it's feeding her power.
So when Cherry turned back into a scarecrow, she dropped all of her shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want that sword. I'm going back for the sword.
which sword?
The katana.
Yeah, he got a katana.
Oh, shit. Early on. He's already got a good sword.
That's fine. Now I got two.
Archie's got two. He's going to chop off his own leg because he has no idea what he's doing.
Dude, he's seen so many movies.
He's like, this picture was the fat dude doing the freaking lightsaber.
He was the Jedi kid.
He's like he's like Neo, where every game he has, he learns and absorbs.
No, that's not. He can't add powers to it. He could have asked for that power and probably would have had less consequences.
It's all good.
But he didn't.
Consequences of what?
Well, I mean, she's still out there, right? Hey, yo, bitch.
She is off doing her thing. She's not even paying attention to you guys.
Hey, yo.
And as this is happening, the spirits are coming. The food that Archie ate starts to reappear.
Oh, awesome.
All the stuff that you've been looting starts to reappear.
I'm going
to
take more. I'm going to eat again until I throw up.
Archie's not going to be able to move here soon. He'll be leaving you on your quest.
Come on. When you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, you don't eat till you puke or shit your pants.
No, I don't, Joe.
I do.
So is anyone going to do anything?
Sweatpants.
That's right, yeah.
Is anyone going to do anything?
Cuddles is going
to... I'm going to go night-night.
Cartwheels.
Yeah, I'm the greatest cow in the world. I've seen enough of these stupid ghosts.
There are beds in some of them. There's an inn, actually, that's got beds in it. It may have... The outside's falling down, but the inside is immaculate. You can go stay in those beds.
All right.
Sweet.
Go night-nights.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, guys, I got to put in my
retainer.
While
you're sleeping, you can hear Yodi and Arisbeth trying to make that child happen.
I'm going to wake up and watch.
And Yodi starts singing a love song about... Cherry dying, his friend dying. I'm not sure which one, so we'll have to pick that up at some point in time.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never
so,
gonna
yeah, get it. That's the first vote. What song did Yodi say, recite in memory of Cherry?
Waterfalls, of course, dude.
I'm okay. You're not getting to vote on that. That's what he starts saying.
Don't go.
And Archie and Steven,
waterfall.
Since they know it, they should probably sing along.
That's yeah. right. And they all get lighters out.
Archie needs to do the one the girls rap.
Oh my!
Because out of nowhere, Archie's going to say the rap, so you need to memorize this rap or have it written on a piece of paper.
Like this?
Yeah. Yep.
That's going to be hard, guys.
But that's what you get to do.
But now,
all right, so you guys get a nice, actually very sound sleep for the first time since this whole adventure started.
Our friend died, everyone but let's sleep just wonderfully.
Everyone feels fully refreshed. And so now you need to decide what to do. You guys can just not talk to the Enchantress anymore.
No, I'm asking.
Or you can head out in town and follow the army.
We have at least one more question.
All right, what's your next question?
What's with the light show?
That's how I get my powers. This place infinitely refills itself. The spirits always come back after they head up, and I can absorb their powers, and they'll always refresh.
But why?
I have no idea.
But why?
It's part of the melding.
But why? Why are you absorbing their powers? And then,
how did you figure this shit out?
And then,
wait a minute, dude. We just watched...
Cuddles can't talk to her, so...
Yeah. Yeah, she still hates Cuddles.
He cartwheels right up to her face. He's like, he's clown!
And she just away. Shoves him and he goes flying.
Oh, God. But he's doing a backflip, though.
But he lands on his feet. Like, Cuddles.
Cat.
He does a hero landing. He's got his fist down. And
I'm going to have to write that in for like the script. Iron Man. He just laughs like Cuddles always does for everything.
No, dude, seriously. It's got to be the Iron Man pose where he's like looking down and his fist is on the ground. And then he looks up and he's got a big, stupid smile on his face. I love it.
She tells you that she heard about it from people that had left the area, that it was a strange place with power and portals, and she knew it was a good spot to summon energy from other worlds, and it turned out to be true, but more powerful than she thought because of all the death that had happened. But with the way the melding had affected the world, it refreshes itself, much like Sanctuary did.
Hmm.
And the fact that there's endless energy coming from Steven's weapons and his drone. And there's endless energy and Archie stuff.
See Mega Man running off in the distance, grabbing shit.
Fuck you!
He could have shown up there. You guys could have wished for him to come. I mean, you guys can
fuck Mega Man.
You don't know he did that yet. Oh, well, actually, wasn't Steven in contact with him? Didn't you guys say he was mailing stuff to him through his phone? Two-way radio.
He's sitting there. He's like,
shit,
bitches. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Fuck you guys! You left me. You piece of shit."
He sold the radio. We're like,
"Hey." I'm gonna let
that's
you guys
different now. Yeah, that's how we know. That's how we know.
It's Dinky.
We called back and somebody else answered.
Yo, where's Mega Man? Who the fuck is Mega Man?
Dinky
bought all this. Sold us this stuff.
What are we talking about?
He sold it to Dinky.
Yeah. Is that what you guys wanted to? I don't care. He can have sold it to anyone. Yeah,
he sold it to Shrunk and Dinky for pot.
So Mega Man's getting upgrades.
He's gonna be Leaf Man.
No,
he could be. Yes. That's how we get Leaf Man's powers. I'm okay with this. Yeah, I like this.
The bargain is that that's the stuff that was promised from Terry.
The riches and bitches, yeah.
It's an IOU.
Well, they're actually okay. Wait. Are you guys trying to find your way to get out of Shrunk, to deal with Shrunk and Dinky? Should you guys tell them that she's dead?
We don't have a fucking...
That's right, Terry did.
Who even thinks about it?
Yeah. I don't... The oxen are female, and all the shit was worth money. So they got their riches and bitches, dude.
Shrunk and Dinky wanted to have a drug selling empire, if I remember right.
Yeah, I mean, now they can tour the land.
That's right. All right,
well, fine. Shrunk and Dinky can go tour the land. You guys can still contact them if you want.
They got a sweet ass lowered wagon.
Huh?
Does Donkey get hooked up to the wagon?
Oh, shit.
No. That's weird.
Danky's like, whack. Move, bitches.
Shrunk and Dinky. Yeah, Danky's probably going to be
leading like Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh my God, no. That's terrifying.
I don't care what happens. I like that. He got sold something that he ate stuck having a pole.
Shrunk has like got the whip and he's just like, come on, boy, let's move it.
Dinky the Red Rocket.
Yes. Donkey. Yes.
All right. So
hung like
the Enchantress
donkey.
Is there for you guys to talk to.
Fuck that trick. She just killed our friend.
Your friend made a deal and accepted the deal.
Uh-huh.
Why are you so mean?
Stupid.
Not mean. I just
God.
There's a price for everything.
God, guys, I'm so stupid.
Cartwheels up and goes 50-50, bitches. Just keeps going by.
He has to stop. Light his
feet
back
isn't
up.
Wrong.
Keep going.
It's Cuddles, bitch.
Press is that one. I swore his name was Cuddles. I don't know what you're talking about. This Press guy.
His name is Pretz. I've known him for a long time.
That's bullshit.
From where? Why does he call me Pretz?
He used to travel with me, used to sell things to people.
How many Pretz are there? There's so many Pretz here.
There's only one Pretz. You guys that call him Cuddles.
Right? Oh, no, that's not right.
That doesn't
seem right to me.
I'm sick and tired of this shit.
He used to sell things with me.
Where the fuck is
people.
Yodi?
They're still banging.
They're still fucking.
It's a 12-hour ritual.
Yodi comes out and asks her why her prices are so steep. And she just says, I like to see
big
people. How much people really want something.
It's like Saw.
No, I was going to say, she's the fucking Jigsaw killer.
Do you guys want to know why she knows Pretz at all? Besides, they went off selling things together. Remember, Pretz was not just a clown, but he was a world renowned salesman. Like, he could sell anything to anyone, which is why the Duke recruited him.
Yeah,
which is why he was recruited by the Duke before he lost his mind. Before everything happened.
But why?
I say let's bail.
I want to know things.
All right, ask.
But why?
Why was he so good at it?
Why? What are you talking about? What?
Just a natural. He was naturally charismatic. He was always a little off, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't have time to think of good questions.
All right. Yodi and Arisbeth ask if there's a quick way to get to Alana and to the Chillwind because they actually would like to get there with Steven.
They come down and Archie's like, "What the fuck is that smell? What is that smell? It smells like dingus and sex. Why is it so stinky?"
Yodi goes, "Give me a high five and I'll tell you."
Smell my fingers.
Arisbeth's walking a little bow-legged.
Can I taste your fingers?
Swampy.
Yes. He wants to lick
the
fingers.
So they ask and she says, "I can transport all of you there if you want."
What's the price?
You have a choice. You can go on a mission and retrieve something for me.
Nope.
Or the PSP.
Nope.
Archie's powers will be limited, but you won't lose them.
Uh-uh.
The listen to what she has to offer before you turn out.
I'll go on the quest.
The covers will, again, fade, but they will restore themselves after a day. So you can only summon it once. They're not permanent. The PSP, every time you summon something, will lose a little bit of power. You have to kill your enemies to restore it, kind of like a soul gem. You got 10 times of using it before it happens.
Before it's depleted?
Yes.
So if I don't restore it before it's depleted, it's gone?
No, it's not gone. You just got to kill 10 enemies and it will reabsorb like a soul gem and recharge it.
Like the Master Sword.
What say you? Group of marionettes.
So she will port you guys to the Chillwind ahead of the army.
But what do you want us to find?
Yeah, what's the quest?
There's a cave that has my old scepter and spell books in it.
Oh, dude.
I can't go in there.
Let's do it. That sounds fun. It sounds like so much fun.
She can't go because she doesn't want to leave the town, or she can't go because she can't get in?
She can't get in.
Is it a magical barrier for her? Or is it just physical shit in the way?
She just tells you she can't get in.
Cuddles just curls by. Why? He keeps going.
He's still cartwheeling.
I'll die if I go.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, let's do it. I vote for the cave. Right.
Cartwheel back by. Does Press die too? Let's keep going.
You all could die. I don't know.
Who's with me, guys? Cave time. Can you just teleport us back there, too?
How far away is it?
It's about 2 miles back.
Make her teleport us.
We fly the drone.
Towards the cave where you are.
We fly the drone. We go check it out.
Okay.
Do it.
So you fly towards the direction
where she wanted
you to go. And you find a grove of trees that are basically blocking a cave entrance. When you fly the drone in there, because apparently Steven's really skilled since it's been controlling it.
He's got the race drone, yeah.
You don't see anything in the cave.
Lied to it, bitch.
Are you going to come back and talk to her about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't go anywhere. We just set the drone.
Or are you going to talk to her about it?
Yeah, we didn't see anything.
Well, it's there. There might be an enchanting spell stopping you from seeing what's actually there.
Enchantment?
Where'd that come from?
Enchantment!
Whoever took my stuff.
So you knew they took it. You know it's in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go in the cave because you die. So then how do you know it's in the cave if you've never been in the cave because you'd be dead?
He told me he put it there.
So the dude could have just totally lied to you.
How do you know about the dude?
He could have just totally lied to you, dude.
Was it Cuddles? Did Cuddles do it?
No. It was the Duke. That was a good guess.
That's why she pissed at Cuddles.
Part of it's that Cuddles talked her into doing it. To siding with the Duke. She's neutral. She really is just chaotic neutral.
I say cave.
I'm fine with it.
All right, so you guys are going to head off to the cave?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's where we will leave off for tonight. I will say she's going to arm you with some protective armor that's magical.
Yay!
With arms. Literally.
But once you're done with the quest, it will come. She will take it back.
Shit.
She warns you that if you get too close to the cave, creatures may attack you.
That's fine. I got something for that.
Okay.
Can I ask her to make a suit of armor out of Cherry's husk for me?
Why? You can bring Cherry in his heart with him.
That's right.
And where'd she go?
Her essence.
She looks at you and says, I can do that for you, but it's the same price as before.
This dick? You want to get dick down?
No. The limitations on your power.
Nope. I'm good. I'll do it myself. Pull out a knife. Start cutting Cherry all up.
You're cutting a scarecrow when her bones are falling out of it.
That's awesome. I'm going to strap those.
You got to have Tinder.
I'm going to strap those to my arms with tears of cloth. I'm going to strap her bones to me.
So you're your rattle shirt now from like Game of Thrones.
Yes, and then I'm going to rip off her bottom jaw and make a helmet out of her head.
Are you a berserker?
I might be.
Steven looks like a badass. Now he's a terrifying badass.
And then I'm going to stuff a bunch of the straw down my pants.
He has his top knot going through the top of the skull. Yes.
You put a hole through it. Yeah. I pull it up and tie it up.
Archie. I meant to say Archie. Archie did. Steven actually just looks like an actual warrior now. He looks like a true cop, not a rent-a-cop.
Yay!
Can't Steven see what it would take for him to become a badass? Cop.
How about that? Not a donut-eating cop.
I know plenty of cops who are way...
No, way an in-shape cop.
Uh-huh.
The ideal cop. One that can run a guy down.
To make Steven
so one that's racist and likes
what
to...
What it takes to make him a badass. Maybe you should want him to dick him down.
So you want to ask more questions before you go? Dick you want to get more stuff?
Steven wants to ask a question.
I do?
Yeah. Fuck Archie can't because everything involves that. But Steven wants to know what it'd be to like become a badass. Like proficient in everything.
Proficient in everything?
Yeah.
She won't tell you the cost, but she will do it.
She's gonna make a man out of you.
You never know.
Oh boy.
I don't do things I don't know.
That's how I got my rectum. She's
gonna, since she actually really wants this to happen. No, because she thinks she's going to get what she wants. You have three things that could possibly happen.
Roll on it.
You just spend the night with her and she gets what she wants that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
She could smell it on him.
She will take all three swords that can sense demons to drain their energy.
I don't know about that.
Or... once again, everything with Archie. All you have to do is roll this die.
What so
wait,
counts for what?
A four? So wait, I have power over his thing.
Yes, you do. A four or higher takes Archie's stuff.
That's bullshit.
A two or a three, it's the swords. A one, you spend the night with her. And that's all it is.
Why don't we do a... should it be a 1-2... 3, 4, 5, 6?
Nope. There's a higher percentage of Archie's stuff getting nerfed. She really wants to absorb some of the power.
I want you to make a deal where if it's a 6, it's Archie. 2, 3, 4, and 5, it'll be the swords. And then 1, it can be the freaking banger.
How about if he rolls a 6, he gets everything that he wants with no consequence, no cost.
See, the issue is I don't really care about the banging.
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't lose anything.
Right, you don't lose. That one's just a given. I have something in mind about the sword thing, so I don't care about that either.
Okay.
But I don't want to fuck him over. because he's useful.
I'm down. I still have magazine covers and stuff. What would entail... like, what would the whole thing be?
Like, how badass would he become?
Again, it would be, if you summon something, the colors begin to fade. When the colors fade, it's gone. The colors will restore.
Okay.
From their magazines, or if you really wanted to, you could probably get away with coloring them with crayons or something. But they would be weak.
They'd come out all derpy.
They would come out weak. They would still naturally restore, but you could reuse them.
Okay, so they're not gone forever.
They're not gone forever. And with the PSP, again, it would work more like a soul gem.
Do it.
The more you use it.
It's like Sanic.
Do it, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to Sanic.
Oh, please roll a 1. Roll a 1 and banger.
1 or 6. Come on, baby.
Yes!
He got a 1. Yes! That means he gets the banger and he keeps everything.
Yes! Yes!
Fuck!
Yes!
God damn it.
On the feed.
That is amazing.
Yes. That's a natty 1.
I love it.
Love you,
bud. See, time to roll a 1.
Mike was feeling great about everything.
And now he fulfilled a request.
And this is what ruined it for him.
Don't flip the table.
Every fucking time.
This is the look.
Make sure they see it.
It's like somebody's just taking his kids away. And
instead of it being right in the beginning, it's at the very end.
I should just ended the cast for the night. I should have been there. That was it.
How many times are we going to show this lesson, old man?
Fine. So Steven,
the audio there.
Steven sleeps with her. His virginity does not get any diseases whatsoever.
Becomes a bad mofo.
You became like fucking Neo.
His wallet even says he is bad motherfucker on it.
Basically, he is the equivalent of Alana now when it comes to hand to hand combat. He's a better thief. He's overpowered.
He's every character that Samuel Jackson's ever been.
You gotta say fuck a lot now.
Motherfucker.
I am sick and tired of these motherfucking skeletons on
the
this motherfucking
The only thing
plate.
That it's done is Steven now has an affinity for
Pussy.
The Enchantress. He still likes Alana. He's still got a thing for her, but the Enchantress has a hold over him now.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be torn.
He's getting that poong tang.
He's going to have to roll when he gets back on whether or not to stay with her or go after Alana.
I mean,
it's not a high percentage. A one would make him stay with the Enchantress. So I'm not going to screw the party over that much.
This is I'm feeling amazing.
The only good thing that happened is Cherry's death.
Oh, man.
Just fuck cool. you guys. No, I don't feel good about that either.
R.I.P. Cherry.
She wanted the swords. To get the energy from them, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's fine. It'll come back in the morning.
Yes. Son of a bitch. I didn't even think about that.
Like, that one's fine. I don't care about that one.
I knew Ben had something. I wasn't even worried.
I didn't even think about that. And I can't argue that. I would have had to.
Yeah, when he said he doesn't care, I was like, yeah, he knows something.
Yeah, he found a loophole. I found a loophole.
Yep.
So that's why the first two, I had no issue with the first two at all.
Hey.
Because I had that loophole.
Mike Dunn fucked himself with an Outlander.
So I guess,
God damn it.
It's a perfect way to end this week.
That's right. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds
Make
great.
Sure you come join our Patreon.
Yeah.
And if you do, you can see the video from
this. Wait. We got to go over some of the stuff for voting.
Play whatever some of it.
No, we got rid of that because we're doing the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls as the memorial song for Jerry.
You can think of some other stuff.
Gotcha.
So first vote's going to be, was that dumb? The dice fucked me over too. It's not really a vote. I don't have anything. I'm my brain's done. So
Mike Stroud. Yay! We both could be on. What did I say? It would happen. And it did.
Is it bad that it was because I was here to help that along?
Nope.
It's even better now because of that.
My theory was wrong.
Good.
I need a hero.
Alright, yeah, so
you know that I'm a loophole finder.
I know. And you found the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Exploited it.
So you
how the hell did you roll a one?
The worst part was, I mean, again, it wouldn't have mattered except for the Archie stuff.
Yeah. Really, the only punishment was four higher. And you managed to avoid that.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything.
But I got permission for that to happen. So
that's right, yeah.
That was I wouldn't have rolled.
Let's go for it.
I wouldn't have gone for it if I hadn't had permission.
He just wanted to have Sanic.
That'd have been awesome.
Gotta go fast.
But join the Discord. You can join in on, I guess,
Mike's talking punishment.
About Mike.
Cherry's gone. There goes like half of my plot point.
Mm. Oh, I totally forgot how much that would fuck your story.
Yeah, it's majorly. I didn't think you'd go for it.
It was worth it.
Exactly. Got double screwed.
Yeah.
I did. Today I got double screwed. I tried to actually.
You got the double under.
You got the double under. God damn
it. And hit the button. We're done.
I've got to do the plugs, man. So join the show notes and join the Discord. It's
fun.
Very amusing. And if you want to become a patron, you can go to versatileanomaly.com/Patreon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to all of our patrons.
Excited face. And if you want some merch, versatileanomaly.com/merch. We will have voting once this comes out, and that is always at versatileanomaly.com/voting. And
or vote. Yeah, it's voting.
Voting. I can't remember.
I think it's voting.
Jesus, you guys.
But
then, I'm sorry, I typed it up a long time ago.
It's okay. I forgive you, Ben.
Just Facebook.com/versatileanomaly. Follow Versanom. Just you'll get any notification for new episodes, the voting going up, anything else that we post. And like Ben said, join the Patreon and get it 2 days earlier. If you spend $2, get the video. And
they get the video even if it's not $2.
Yeah. For a dollar.
Every Patreon you can see this video
for a dollar.
Ooh.
And
watch
for,
Mike Rage.
And for the $5 and $10, you get a special channel in Discord. So
I cannot believe what you've done.
Don't forget to look into 9/11 was an inside job.
Birds don't exist.
Birds aren't real.
Or birds aren't real, that's what it was, yeah.
Bush did 9/11.
This was supposed to be my week. The dice.
I'm pretty sure every week you think is your week.
I know. I write it out. I come up with the right plot point to
The Price is Wrong, to make things, bitch. Right. Woo, there it goes.
Everyone's against me.
No, we're not against you. Just God is against you.
Clearly, the real DM is like,
yes.
RNGesus doesn't like me.
No.
When I brought him into this and he's like, nope, you'll fuck too.
When has he ever liked you, Mike?
You're right.
Yeah. Anytime I've ever played a game with you, you've had the worst besides me.
Right.
I have terrible and you have
the only worst. Time I ever got a good roll on anything was on WoW. My ex had tried some really stupid stuff with the...
Oh, boy.
And I went out and had a raging fight with her about something, went back and did a raid and got the most rare mount you could... No, I was on the phone with her. But I came back in and did a raid and got the mount, and I was, like, angry happy. It was really weird.